fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, Jared Moore, our third hour of this Tuesday morning roundtable. The purpose of the day is, gentlemen, stock up on feminine hygiene products and birth control products. You'll be a hero for the ladies on your team. You don't know what to get? Well, check with the ladies. They'll let you know. And we do have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at amazon.com. And joining us now, we have Steve Ben-Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, we're anxiously waiting for whatever updates you may have for us, sir.
I wish that the program was starting, say, about 6 hours from now. but we still got a lot of updates. It's just I got quite a few briefings going on today, so I'll have even more. The situation, of course, as everybody knows, is we're really on the edge of everything that's happening right now. So what I can tell you is that this battle is definitely going to go far beyond Ukraine. It already is in that process. I know a couple of weeks back, I already knew that was being told that there would be an event that'll take place in the Middle East that could easily drag us into a third world war. Biden is really making a lot of very serious mistakes that could easily cause this problem. And one of the latest things that I got this morning was that they're talking about doing, let me pull it up so I'll pull out the right info on that there. They're talking about doing, and it should come out in the media very soon, extreme sanctions. And part of those extreme sanctions would include restriction of all Russian vessels from using the Panama Canal and the Strait of Gibraltar. The Panama Canal, for those that may not be aware, you know, the Clintons basically sold that to China. Russia has requested China's help with Ukraine financially. I think that's already made mainstream media, though, as well. The situation with the Panama Canal will drag China into the scene. I can't help but wonder, John, if that's not almost premeditated, because China doesn't have their assets on our southern border yet, although they did tell Russia, and I knew this about a week before the actual strike on Ukraine began. I knew that Russia had already been in contact with China. In fact, China and Iran both, they spoke to them 2 weeks prior to Putin's move. And China had agreed that if it spills into the United States, they have the ability to launch a ground assault from Canada. But we knew that, or anticipated that, this would also happen from the south, but not until late 2024, going into early 2025 in the wintertime, that time there. So, but they don't have, other than using contract soldiers, they don't have that force on the south. So I'm kind of wondering if what we're seeing right now might change that, by if we do these super sanctions and do this blockade on the Panama Canal, then China could justify moving in troops there, because now it's become destabilized as a result. And that's just, of course, going to make this conflict spread even more. They're also talking about doing a complete trade embargo with these extreme sanctions between the U.S. and Russia. No goods or services of any type between the two countries. That's only really going to hurt us, is what it's going to do. It's not going to do any. Russia will be affected, no doubt about it. They've got their own products that come here. I believe Russia's shipping is 47% of the global shipping network of trade. So that's going to really just catapult this entire planet, or, you know, this world, into a economic crisis. And so I can see that nothing good is coming out of all of this, and it clearly does not seem like it's going to stop. I know, since we spoke last, I don't know if it made mainstream media, but maybe we should have, because I actually got it from Murad Gazdiev. He had sent a convoy of, I think, about 64 kilometers long of military equipment in Russia, headed to Ukraine. And that'd be about 40 miles, for those that don't know how to calculate that. That is a massive military convoy. But one thing that people may not be aware of either, John, is that Russia has not put any of their big stuff into Ukraine yet. So I'm very curious as to why. They could have easily just overran this country like nothing, but they haven't put anything. They brought out the old stuff from the storage, things that they really weren't worried about. And so I question why they were actually doing the way they're doing this thus far. You know, why would they use such old military equipment, things like that, that, you know, even the Spetsnaz, the Russian special forces, they've been helping the Donbas region for, you know, ever since this conflict began here and there. We still don't see anything really major going on. And so I have a feeling that what they're doing is they're waiting to see NATO's move on this. And I'll be getting more of the details on that probably later this evening or tomorrow one. But that's going to be what really makes the difference. And I know if NATO ever declares Article 5, Russia's already said they'll release such an attack on the West that the West won't have time to repent. And at the same time, John, as conspiratorial as all this sounds, I cannot help but wonder if this, of course, it's going to turn into a global conflict. And there's no doubt about that from what I can see. I just don't see anything slowing this down at this point. But I know, too, that this whole arrival of Planet X, that that we would have this type of chaos of wars before it comes. And I don't know if that's the last minute ditch effort on who gets what, dividing of the land, you know, or is it more of the depopulation agenda, you know, because of that system coming. And I think we shared, did I share with you? I think we did last time, John, that Planet X, I was given the update that it will enter our solar system in September of this year.
Right, you did mention it, yes.
Okay, so, and I should be getting an update on that issue as of well right now. So it's none of this is looking good. I believe that what we'll see on the ground, though, is you're going to see this war spill over into Poland and into Romania. And that has a lot to do with events that led up before the war. So we had before the war, the U.S., or excuse me, NATO, I shouldn't say the U.S. so much in this case here, but NATO had already, we'd moved in troops into Poland to cut Russia off in Kongrad and also down in Moldova, down near Moldova by Romania. So to cut Russia off from the southern side as well. And then they were going to use the neo-Nazi soldiers that Ukraine has to encircle Donbass. They were supposed to do this within 3 days. The attack was supposed to be launched on the 24th of February, 24th, 25th, right in that time frame, and cut them off. And then we were a part of that. Russia caught wind of that back in December. So once they caught wind of that, that's where Putin made the decision to go in before NATO-backed forces were going to do this to Donbass. So he's had the time, and I'm sure even before then, plenty of time to calculate, prepare, and plan on what he's going to do. And it's not looking good at all. I mean, that's because of that particular issue there with Poland and Romania being involved. And still are. I know the CIA is backing contractors that have taken out quite a few Russian aircraft, things like that. There's a lot of things that we have done, and Putin is very much well aware of that as well, that will no doubt, that's what's going to drag these other two countries into this. And I think that they've been trying, you know, Putin is, he's not stupid. He's a very, very intelligent man on how this works. And I've heard that from, I can't really say who on that there, but I got one friend that knows him personally, worked with him across the table for many, many years. And he has been described as a man that is, he's very educated. He knows when he thinks things out, he thinks things through, he takes time to think it out, in the way he does his strategy, and that you could rest assured that he already put all of his pieces in place, ready to go, depending on how Ukraine turns out. And we know that because we were getting and we shared it here, I think before, a couple of weeks ago. You know, you have the Poseidon drones, the Russian Poseidon drones that they can launch from a submarine. They're patrolling our eastern seaboard. They're very difficult to detect. That's one reason why Russia is using those, but they are nuclear capable. And of course, you're going to see more in this battle coming around, not as much the nuclear capable aspects as you're going to be seeing the antimatter bombs that people think don't exist as of yet. They do. And I've been told that that's one of the things you're going to see going off.
I'll explain. An antimatter bomb, when this explodes, what does it do? What are the effects?
It the reason why they want to use that and the effects of it is because it's less, you don't have the radiation output. And I'm not, John, really familiar with them as other than that they have 10 times the capability of a nuclear bomb. In fact, what we saw happen in Beirut, and I got just recently, it was said to me because I had one Mossad friend of mine that was not very happy that day. And He said, what we did in Beirut, we'll do to Russia and Latvia if they don't back off in supporting the wrong side. Now, he called it a kinetic energy type of weapon that was used there. Wouldn't go into details, but you're still getting into the same family of type of weaponry, I suppose. And again, I'm not a weapon expert, so I'm not really sure how that works. But the antimatter bomb, they claim, is too costly. If you look it up on the internet, it's too costly to build, so therefore nobody has it. But it has been confirmed to me that we have it, Russia has it, and China has it as well. Israel, I'm not sure exactly what they use, but we saw, like I said, in Beirut, and there was a very low radiation yield to that. They've also developed it to where you can put it in a bullet, as far as an antimatter bullet that would... I forget exactly how that they described that, what that would actually do. But it is unbelievable the damage just a bullet can do with antimatter in there.
Amazing. Let's take some callers here, gentlemen. First, we have Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, everybody. I've heard callers or whatever saying that and Putin says that we agreed that NATO would not... move an inch past toward east, but Gorbachev says that didn't happen. Plus, Clinton was he was getting on the good side of Yeltsin, and Yeltsin was going out and Putin was coming in, and Putin asked Clinton, what do you think about us Russia joining NATO? And Clinton said, I don't see a problem with that. So I don't know exactly what happened, except that some guy named George Robertson, who was an ex-NATO official, he said that Putin got mad because he wanted to be first in line. He didn't think all these small countries in between or whatever should come before him. He wanted priority, and NATO didn't want. Do you know anything about any of that?
Yeah. Yeah. It was discussed back in the 90s in fact, Gorbachev was the first person to suggest it. He told James Baker, I think it was in 1990, that when Hungary and Poland were talking about, you know, leaving the Warsaw Pact, they wanted to join NATO, that he suggested that Russia should join NATO. Baker did not respond to him. The process of joining NATO, I think Russia could have joined NATO if they had. You have to have certain reforms. You have to have a certain kind of political system. You know, you can't have the level of, shall we say, corruption and. It goes into details. Look, the Russian police use torture regularly. You don't have human rights in Russia or freedom of the press in Russia. So you have to be pass certain minimum tests for freedom in your country to belong to NATO. I'm not sure what all the rules are, but there are rules and there's a process where you have to sort of jump through certain hurdles to enter NATO.
Well, Putin was probably doing that to be sure he really got elected after Yeltsin was gone. Right?
Yeah, I don't. How far back was it that Putin talked about joining NATO? That was in 1999 or 2000?
Yeah, it was. Yeltsin's funeral, they particularly talked about it, and I guess Putin had been appointed temporarily, but see, he was the incumbent, and he started making accusations.
That was in the year 2000. Yeah, I mean, Yeltsin didn't die right then, but I mean, Putin was appointed by Yeltsin, and then won election in the following March after he was appointed on New Year's Eve. Yeah.
We have a break.
Okay, well, I found it. I'm going to tell you how I found it. I had to go to startpage.com search engine. That's the only way I could find it. Okay,
Pat, thank you for your call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice discount on each piece of equipment to protect your car, your granddaughter's car, to make sure that people can get home and that with that one most important trip. At my website at thelibertyman.com, we have with us Lena Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His book's for sale at Amazon.com. His website's jrnyquist.blog. And Jeff, tell us how people can subscribe to your article before we get back to our discussion.
They can go below any video or article, and they can press the PayPal button and help keep my site going.
All right. And Steve Bannoun's website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. And Steve, how can people contribute to your efforts?
It just right there on the website, John. There's both mailing address and to the right a way to be able to click there and to support the work we do.
Okay. I encourage people to do that. Let's see. I'm not sure. Do we have any callers on hold here? Is Charlie still with us, or did he drop?
Yes, I'm here, John.
Go ahead, Charlie. You're in Florida.
Yeah. Hi. I agree with Sam Andrews, who was on yesterday. This war is. I think it goes back to the old. The original Rothschild banking system versus the Russian Romanov, you know, I think it's the Russo when they took over. Putin is wanting to get a go against all that. Now, this guy, Zelensky over there, he's as crooked as a dog's hind leg. I wouldn't believe anything that man has to say. He's one of Klaus Schwab's, you know, favorites, just like, and Schwab is a Rothschild. I don't know if you knew that, but his mother was connected and was a Rothschild. So we're looking at banking wars here. What Steve was saying, I agree with 100% on everything, except for the antimatter stuff. I'm not sure about that because I think Professor McKinney says there's no such thing as antimatter, but I might be wrong. He may not have said that. But I know he said there's no such thing as dark matter or whatever it is, you know, a gravitational things, which I think is what they call antimatter. But but you're right. Putin came into the fray because Zelensky was ready to attack the Donbass area, okay, and with a lot of stuff. And Putin actually, that's when he entered into the war, was to protect the Donbass region. The reason why he's not using his good stuff is because he's laying there to use up all that old stuff, and he's going to stay there until he's laying in for a long period. You know, he plans on being in there until he can get it all done. That's why, and he's still got his good stuff that he can use to back up, you know, his stuff. So Russia can use up all that old stuff and it won't hurt him one bit. But yeah, Russia has recently gone on the gold standard. And what we're seeing here is they're wanting to pull out of the Rothschild banking system. I'm almost positive of that. Ukraine is full of, this is another angle to this too. Ukraine is full of precious minerals, just all kinds. There's even a one mountain over there they say that is almost so full of gold, it's almost like pure gold, the mountain. But they've got uranium, they got palladium, they got, you know, all the lots of precious metals. And Putin is planning on holding that for his bank account. You know, I think that's what he's looking at. He's looking at holding in, going into there. And China is wanting to do the same thing. They all want to pull out of the petrodollar, okay? And that's really what's going on here. It's a war between the Rothschilds and those that are trying to pull out against it. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of angles to this thing, but that's basically what is going on there. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for your call. We'll get some responses after the break. Everybody stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. My friend Steve O'Neill, he was with us on the roundtable here for quite a while. He is a nuclear scientist. He is now contributing articles to my website 2 or 3 times a week. Excellent, well-written articles, and I encourage you to read them. I get a lot out of them myself. Also on my website, of course, we have some interesting properties for sale, real estate, in my county, Crawford County, Missouri. You might want to check those out. Last but not least, yes, energy cleaners. For all you energy cleaner owners out there, many hundreds of you, be sure and check out the Micro Plush throws. They're elegant, they're warm and cozy. Put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. And they will help you get that energy cleaner signaled as much as you can. Only $75, shipping included to American zip codes. You can buy your energy cleaner, your Micro Plus throw at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Tuesday morning roundtable, we've got Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Steve Ben-Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. And Jeff Nyquist. His website's JRNyquist.blog. His book's for sale at Amazon.com. And Steve, do you have more updates for us?
I have to Not specifically as of right now. So I'll just kind of follow along and input wherever we can.
Well, Charlie from Florida was commenting that this is a banker's war, which many wars have been. Jeff, what are your thoughts on that, sir?
No, it's not a banker's war. You mean the war in Ukraine?
That's what Charlie was saying, yes, sir.
Yeah, no. A bank... Look, Putin's Russia and Ukraine are not run by banks, so this is not a banker's war. This is a war to put the former Soviet Union back together again. It's a civil war within the former Soviet Union because the Ukrainian people do not want to be back in union with Russia. And the Ukrainian elite basically, except for those that fled when Yanukovych fled the country, and there's quite a number, they sided with their own people. So that's why this war is happening. It's not about us, folks. Okay. It's about them.
Our next caller is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, gentlemen. The reason why I'm calling in is one thing that I wanted to add of what Steve was saying earlier. Putin has brought in international foreign soldiers from Africa and the Middle East and put them in Russian uniforms. Those are not his soldiers that are, it's the Russian commanders, yes, the officers, but many of the ones that are in there are fighting in Ukraine. This was coming from Mike. He went ahead and was mentioning that this is what's going on. He says that Russia is ahead of most of us in the world because of their archaeological finds. They know more about what is happening and what is coming and is about to befall this planet as far as Planet X. He says that Putin has places of protection. He says there is a war within a war. He says the world governments are trying to take advantage by way of war and aggressions. He said to keep an eye on celestial events. They will use any disruption, take advantage, and take control. He says there are two deadly events on the horizon outside of war. The first one is going to wipe out some people. The first one is going to be an internal event, a disruption inside the planet. It will get rid of a large portion of people. It's inside the planet itself. I wanted to ask you, Steve, is it quite possible that it's the volcanic eruptions? It's entities that are... our government has been working with that are in the inner earth?
Well, to answer that, I do know that we've had an uptick in entities that we've never known before. We have even spacecraft that we've never seen before, the likes of that is going on. You do have civilizations within the inner earth. That's true as well. And some of what you were quoting that he says, Elizabeth, I can concur. A lot of that information, I know that there is, you know, last year, I don't know, gosh, maybe back in the spring of last year, we were discussing that there was going to be a large die-off of people in 2022. But at that time, I was told it would be a combination of multiple factors, everything from war to the jab to cataclysmic events, both here on the Earth as a result of energy that the Earth is absorbing that it can't release, which is causing our volcanoes, especially underwater volcanoes, to erupt. Storms would be caused, created more so, get worse because of the increased temperatures of the oceans. And of course, you've got, as you mentioned, the Planet X issue. And I don't know when that planet is really supposed to actually come by, other than it just enters our solar system in September. But what does that calculate at? Does it, supposed to affect the planets by the end of the year, but when does it actually pass? Will that be a year later, 2 years later? I don't even know that answer because I don't know the math behind it.
And but, an article just came out today that they found large sinkholes in the Arctic Ocean. Scientists
yes, I saw
are
that.
Shocked.
And On that note, I can tell you that in one briefing we were discussing that we're not going to be able to keep what's down there hidden much longer. The whole world's going to know it. There's just no way to keep hiding what's there, and it's because of all the melting of the permafrost. And of course, the melting of the permafrost is supposed to bring new viruses that we've never known before, that we have no immunity to. I know that they were saying that Greenland would be one of the first places that you would see that happen at, which kind of is a little suspect when they tell you that. And there's just, I mean, the anomalies that are happening on this Earth, just like the other day, they had the one little, it's a 10-foot asteroid that hit the Earth, came across the Arctic there, that they didn't, they said that they didn't see it but 2 hours before it hit. That was actually one of the asteroids I'd spoke about, a couple of months ago that we were watching. But, you know, NASA, you know, a little deniability. They knew that it was going to hit, but they didn't figure it would be that big of an issue because of the size of it. 10-foot is really not.
The other day, I think over Indonesia or something, Paul was talking about it. I think it was Indonesia. I know that it exploded and it caused some problems. I'd have to go back and check to be sure whether it was Indonesia or not, but I thought it was.
There's more debris hitting the Earth than what people realize, but you have to remember the world's oceans make up the majority of this planet. So they normally hit water, and they're not very big as of right now. I know that what Gil Broussard calls Planet X is an asteroid that we're tracking as well that will be here this year, kind of close to the time frame he's talking about. And it's not, but we don't, they're still calculating, last I was told, I'm still calculating what would be the probabilities of debris hitting the Earth as a result of that one. But that's not supposed to be anything, you know, as far as, you know, doomsday type of event. But we'll see. We'll see.
Have they come to any conclusion about the object that's orbiting the sun in a 28-day orbit? Steve Sion from Planet X News had more images. I sent you the new updated video of the imaging that he did. And he was showing how in 4 days, how the object had moved.
Yeah, I've been looking at Sion's work there, and I know that he believes that this is Planet X and it got caught in an orbit. And I asked about that once before, and they said it's not Planet X. That's the only thing I was ever told about that it's not Planet X. Whatever it is.
Although Michael Masters has an image from the SOHO, Steve, and it does look like the configuration of the Planet of the Crossing. So I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm up in the air about whether they're correct on it or not. And I'm not saying you're right or anybody's wrong or anything.
Right.
But I just question it. If they were able to get that on the SOHO, wouldn't that mean that it's possibly in our solar system already or not? How far does that go? That would be the question I think needs to be asked.
I asked Scott about the, because I talked to him personally about what he's looking at there. And of course, he believes that it is Planet X. It's been here for a while. It's been orbiting the sun. And so I asked him, did he ever think it would actually leave the orbit of the sun if it, in fact, were Planet X? And he said, that's possible. But the question is, would be how long would it take to do so? But what Scott's point is, and his wife and the research that they do, which I can certainly relate if that were to be the case, is that it's causing such violent activity on the sun, and in return, that's what causes all the problems here on the Earth. So regardless of what it is affecting us very dramatically here.
Especially in the Southern Hemisphere. Anybody who wants to see what's going on, if they go check out the Two Preachers channel on YouTube, you don't have to look. I mean, they do like a weekly update, and it's shocking what's going on some of the Southern Hemisphere countries that we don't hear about on the mainstream media who their fact checkers aren't into that, I guess.
Okay. Anything else, Elizabeth?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, Sure, everybody, Planet X does not orbit the sun as our planets do. It's on a orbit around two different stars. Let's see. Our next caller is Fred in Michigan. Good morning, Fred.
Yes, good morning. Pursuant to Charlie, there's a book, I wish I'd bought it, Resource Wars, somewhere around 1999, 2000, Resource Wars. And there's a stellar documentary done by some, and I think astute college professors on BitChute, Khazarian Royal Fake Jews. And in this presentation, which is a compendium, Khazarian Royal Fake Jews, Principal Elements of the NWO Conspiracy. And these are simply people like Ernst Zundel, whose home was firebombed by the JDL somewhere in the late 90s, and Mayor Weinstein, the executive director, was interviewed by CBC subsequent to the firebombing, and they, of course, assaulted Ernst Zundel for daring to prove that the 6 million Holocaust was actually a hell I weird holohoax soap opera event, and he was able to prove that. But they had to put him through three trials, 85, 88, 2001. And his astute team proved on cross-examination, including the evidentiary proof presented by Fred Lucher, America's prison system death scientist who went over there to examine all the so-called death camps and ultimately proved that no, it didn't happen. There were swimming pools outside, gas chambers, no. So Ernst Zundel's home was firebombed, and Mayor Weinstein took credit, the JDL. He said, yep, we did it. That's because this guy Zundel is a national security threat. And then he does whatever, a 3-4 year prison sentence there for presenting the facts on the holohoax. And then they deported him to Germany, and he was summarily assaulted, accosted there, and did a 5 year. Okay,
Fred, let's get a. We're almost out of time. You've made your point. Let's get a response.
No,
from
I got
Steve.
One last thing. Wait, John, you always interrupt. Let me make one last declaration, okay?
Make it quick.
All right. So a prominent, weaponized migration, instrument of Jewish power. These are all preeminent, highly acclaimed rabbis on BitChute. Weaponized migration, instrument of Jewish power. And the last thing is a big-time grand rabbi, Reichhorn, made this declaration prominently and publicly. Thanks to the immensely terrible power of our international banks, we Talmudic Jews have forced Christians into wars without number. Are there white Christians in Ukraine and Russia? Wars have special value for Talmudic Jews, since Christians massacre each other and make more room for us Talmudic Jews. Wars are the Talmudic Jews' harvest. The Talmudic Jew bankers grow fat on Christian wars. Over 100 million Christians have been swept off the face of the earth by wars, and the end is not yet. What do you say to that, Jeff?
Okay, well, we'll get a response from Steve first, because Steve said he wants to respond. Thank you for your call, Fred.
I would have to agree with Fred on multiple issues that he's saying there, as far as we are fighting the elite Jewish-backed wars all over the world. But one thing, Fred, you may not be aware of, though, even though I agree that the numbers of the Holocaust certainly can be disputed, they're nowhere near the numbers that they claim, but yet these elite Jews could care less about the common Jewish person that's not in their elite circles, and killing them off in order to be able to to justify the wars that they're going to do. I know this because, and I know that there were Jews, and no, there weren't all just swimming pools either. Peter Thomas, who is the narrator of Forensic Files, good friend of mine. I've known Peter for many years before he passed away. And Peter was one of the soldiers there that was liberating at one of the camps there. And he has told me personally testimonies that would just curl your hair. My own family, a lot of my family also went through the Holocaust. So I know from those accounts. But in the case, like, for example, there's a book called Victims, Holocaust Accused, that written by rabbis that point the finger back to the Jewish elite that were killing their own.
Okay.
So there's a lot of truth, but also not all truth.
All right. We will have a summary from each of these gentlemen at the break, after the break, and let's take no more calls. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. I'll start off this summary by a quick statement. A friend of mine was in Germany, post-World War II Germany, in the army. He visited one of the concentration camps and made note of the numbers of people that allegedly died there. He visited there two more occasions, 10 and 20 years apart, and saw that the numbers were dramatically reduced on his subsequent visits. And last but not least, there weren't 6 million Jews in Europe before World War II, so you couldn't kill people that didn't exist. So I'll let that go with that. We'll have Leon give his summary, then we'll go to Jeff, and then Steve will wrap it up. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. I have been to Israel 3 times, and I love the people. The politics are a different story. And I've also been in Dachau. I took my son there 3 years ago. So, you know, I've seen the camps, and I've seen also the self-deprecation that they do with the children. I mean, they take these children through there, and they're, like, beating up the children. And so it's almost like self-induced PTSD. I just can't believe how bad it was. And my son was like, why are all the kids here? And so, it was, you know, they don't make American kids go through our, you know, the Indians and the slave camps and the slave plantations. So, you know, I understand that aspect. You know, I think all the wars are resource-based, whether it's bank, whether it's oil, whether it's gold, whatever the case is, you always try to take something that's not yours. So that's on that cover. Another thing I wanted to say is, you know, I want to apologize. I've been ragging on the leadership here, and, you know, God appoints the leaders that we have. And, you know, just like Cyrus and Nebuchadnezzar, we have all these leaderships that were given, and we're given for them for such a time as this. So we have to deal with it, and I have to really apologize and ask for repentance because, you know, I have not done the godly thing and described the leadership the way he's given us. So I just want to make that really evident. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Jeff, your summary, please.
Well, given what I just heard and this fellow wanted me to respond, look, the Nazi regime was a horrible regime. They murdered a lot of people. They murdered a lot of Jews. They invaded countries. They, you know, I don't know about this apologizing for this kind of regime and its ideology. So I don't think that we should engage in this kind of discussion, really.
Okay. Anything else, Jeff?
No, that's
okay.
It.
All right. Well, Steve, your summary, please, sir.
It is, you know, like you said, John, there weren't as many Jews as they claimed to be there. That is a Talmudic, and if you've ever been part of Judaism, which I have, there is symbolic. The numbers are symbolic. So that's why they come up with this number. There wasn't 6 million. I think Carol Kausvilla did in his scientific research and study of it is like estimated like 1.5 million or 2 million, something to that effect, which almost landed him in prison for saying that in Germany. But it wasn't, the thing is, they were killing Christians as well. They were killing gypsies. They were killing the Down syndrome. I mean, you know, Hitler was a nutcase, period. And, but it was just because he was on a killing rampage. And all these wars, even the wars now, they're getting ready to set their new world order. And that's part of it.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you very much. It was a very lively discussion we had. Have you back next Tuesday. And Jeff will have you tomorrow morning for your own exclusive hour. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.